30 days, 30 episodes, 30 excuses to waffle on about absolutely nothing. So no change there then. Welcome to the big lockdown for day one of Napod Pomo. Hello, my name is Dave and welcome to day one of Napod Pomo. So, yesterday our beloved leader, the Right Honourable Alexander Boris de Pfeffel Johnson MP, announced that England is on national lockdown from Thursday the 5th of November. Now this means that people must stay at home, people from in England must stay at home, with a few specific exceptions. So, for work, if you can't work from home, then you can still go to work. Childcare, education, exercise, medical reasons, shopping, essential shopping, volunteering, providing care or visiting members of your support bubble. You can't meet people from other households, either indoors or in a private garden, but you can meet them in an open space, as long as you conform to social distancing. No leisure, personal care, entertainment outlets or any non-essential retail. Now, this is just a few of the things we're being asked to do as part of this lockdown. And I'm going to put a link into the show notes over at thelovebug.org/lockdown to a reasonably comprehensive list of rules that we have to follow during this period of national lockdown. So the lockdown we're in is initially due to be lifted after Wednesday, the 2nd of December, although senior government officials are suggesting that the lockdown could go beyond that. My opinion on this? Brilliant. If this is going to help us get rid of the virus, then it's great, and I fully support it. But it is down to us to make sure that this is the case. The responsibility to ensure that this lockdown succeeds does not lie solely with the UK government. Well, we don't have an English government, so it has to be the UK government. But it's not with them, it's with us. Everyone who lives and works in England. But so many bits of evidence from the first lockdown in the UK suggests this may not happen. People will still visit other households. They will still not wear masks in mandated areas. And those that do wear masks, some people will still wear them under their nose or on their chin. Some people will still do the whole, oh no, it's lockdown, let's go mad before it happens thing. And people will still panic buy toilet rolls. Toilet rolls. This is not a tummy bug, people. Stop being selfish. It is so simple. It really is. Learn the rules and restrictions and abide by them. Don't go looking for loopholes in the law to be able to do your own thing. That's just disrespectful to those people that are trying to do the right thing. This is our normal. It has been since March for a good proportion of us. It's also variable until this gets under control, whenever that might be. It's also a tragedy. People are dying. 1.2 million deaths at the time of recording in the world, approaching 250,000 deaths in the US and over 46,000 here in the UK. This is what the lockdown is for, to prevent people from getting the virus, getting sick, being hospitalised, dying. Please, whatever you do during the course of this lockdown, please do the right thing. If you haven't already done so, please do subscribe to The Big Slurp wherever you get your podcasts. If you find somewhere that The Big Slurp isn't, please do let me know. Also, let me know if you've got any thoughts on what I've spoken about today, or if there's anything you'd like me to cover off or offer my opinion on in a future episode. Drop an email to slurp@thelovebug.org or leave a comment on this episode over at thelovebug.org/lockdown. So that's it for now. Thank you very much indeed for listening. You can find the previous episodes that I have produced for The Big Slurp over at thelovebug.org/slurp. Wherever you are in the world, be safe, follow the rules and guidance. I'll be back tomorrow. Please join me if you can.